And joining us right now is Ryan Nelson, who's the head coach of Toronto FC. He's from New Zealand. He played a few years for DC United, so he knows this side before going overseas to the Blackburn Rovers, to Tottenham Hotspur, and to Queen's Park before coming back as a coach. So, first of all, Ryan, thank you very much for joining us today.
No problems, guys.
And secondly, you've seen both sides of it. And just as a coach, what do you prefer?
In terms of the media?
Yeah, the access.
Yeah, it's funny because in England and Europe, where I played, the media is more of a kind of, I suppose, a nuisance. They don't have to promote, you know, the sport's so big, they don't need it for promotion and all that kind of stuff. Over here, there needs to be accessibility to promote and get the news out there and, you know, access to players. So they need that to grow the game. Over in England, they don't really need to grow the game at that level. What I think is, as a player, yeah, I probably preferred to get a massage and go in the shower and not worried about talking about, you know, questions when you're obviously got emotions going and everything like that. But in terms of a fan, it's fantastic. You know, you get straight access to the player straight away, so it's great.
Ryan, in that context, I mean, if you're playing in the Premier League, how often would you, as a player, would you talk to a reporter? How often would you have a media request that you needed to fulfill?
Really, the media guys, really separate and really control the media access to players. You know, the media are brutal over there. It's so fierce. They can destroy players, and so you're kind of, you know, you're guarded. They kind of guard you a lot, and they kind of control the media access to players. And it's all, when you do have to speak to a reporter, it's all very controlled. There's restrictions. You know, the media know that there's certain questions that you can't even go near, and so you're in a very safe place. You know, and that's what I find over here, it's pretty much, you know, all access. You know, everybody goes for gold over here. There's no problems. You know, it's bad news, good news. Just news. Just get out there, promote the game.
Ryan, one of the arguments I've had with people in media relations before is that the more you restrict access, the more trouble you invite, because people get annoyed, or they have to dig harder for stories, or they work to find things that maybe wouldn't happen if the access was greater. And if there was more conversation between athletes and reporters in Europe, do you think the coverage would be any less insane?
No, I think they're going to, you know, reporters, whether they get access or not, are going to write stories to sell newspapers and to sell things, and that's primarily what they do. And over in Europe, it's, you know, the stuff that gets sold is bad news. It's gossip. It's controversy. It's horrendous bad things, unfortunately. that's what sells. It's what people want to read. You know, people like to hear about failure or bad things, you know. And so I find over there they generally make it up. And obviously it's, there's certain magazines, there's certain really legitimate reporters and certain newspapers that are really good, really great. But they'll throw the knife in, you know, whether they get access or not. So I can't really speak either way. I mean, the media is so important. I think over here it's great that it's open and, you know, they can talk to everybody.
So Ryan, the AC Roma loses 3-1 to the MLS All-Stars last night. And what should a football...
Roma won 3-1.
Sorry.
They beat them 3-1.
Exactly. Yeah, so what should a football fan make of that? And what does that reflect about the MLS and its product? I mean, what can be read into the fact that the best of the MLS struggles against, you know, a good European team, but certainly not a world-class top Premier League team, for example?
Well, I wouldn't give Roma that kind of injustice. They're a very, very good team. I'd say they're very in the top echelon of European teams, and they've been together for a bit now, actually. I wouldn't read too much into the game to the fact that, you know, the MLS team are just get thrown in together. They've all played on Saturday. They all have to go back to their clubs on, you know, this Saturday. They, you know, 11 strangers pretty much have to come out and all of a sudden play a team that's, you know, been around for a good, you know, couple of seasons with all these players, and they're really preparing themselves to go into a season to be. So I wouldn't read too much into that. In saying in terms of quality, I mean, you know, Roma is a, you know, if it's a quality team, you know, it's one of the, you know, best teams that's up there in European football. So if how many MLS All-Stars would make that Roma team? Well, you could argue that, you know, it's a very, very difficult team to make. So it's a good quality opposition.
Well, Toronto FC is going to be playing Roma
next Wednesday.
And here's a question I always love to hear answered. If you were to line up, you know, the Los Angeles, well, bad example, say the Miami Heat against, you know, a mid-tier German basketball club, pretty much it would take about 30 seconds for anyone to realize that the Miami Heat are going to beat this team from Germany. I mean, they'd be bigger, stronger, faster, and then the game would start. But I'm not convinced if I were to line up Toronto FC beside Roma and just kind of look at them and watch them warm up, I would be able to discern which is the better club until perhaps the game started. So why is it when these elite teams do play against MLS teams, you know, the size is pretty much the same. They're all fairly, to the eye, very athletic guys. What is it about? What's the distinguishing factor?
Well, I mean, this is why soccer is the greatest sport in the world, and is because, you know, you could be the fastest, quickest, most skillful, strongest 11 versus a lesser 11, and that lesser 11 wins, and that's why it's the people's game. That's why everybody plays it, because the underdog, you know, wins all the time. What you'll see is in terms of level as you go up is and in most sports is decision making under pressure. Okay. You know, the Roma players will take one touch. You know, when they need to take one touch, they'll take two, and they need to take two. And the decision making majority of the time is generally right. And as you go down the levels, players just generally make, you know, a lot of mistakes. The decisions are wrong, and that's kind of really what determines, you know, the best from the mediocrity.
Ryan, before we let you go, on a scale of 1 to 10, how does the North American media compare to the British?
If 10 is way better and 1 is way worse, 10, you guys. The North American media is by far 10. Actually, it would be 15, 16 if you could go any higher. You guys are fantastic. And seriously, I think you ask great questions. You go straight to it. But you're passionate. You're passionate sports guys. Where these guys, they're little gremlins over there, I think. A bit of pain there.
With answers like that, you're welcome back anytime. Thanks very much, Ryan.
No, cheers, guys. Thank you very much.